Good morning. We're going to open up the House Special Committee on Budget, the Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development. This morning is Tuesday, June 21st, 2005. We have Robin Lamont, our Legislative Fiscal Officer, with us. We are now going to open up a work session on House Bill 5164, Economic and Community Development Department. Ms. Lamont.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, with your indulgence, I will walk you through the packages that are listed on the LFO recommendations that you have in front of you. The first set of packages are standard adjustments. Package 090 was the BAM analyst adjustment that reduced 591,689 lottery funds and 54397 federal funds. It includes savings from SmartBuy and also a reduction to special payments out of the Oregon Development Fund, equivalent to the standard inflation allowance in the agency's essential budget level. Package 801 are the standard LFO analyst adjustments, adjustment to base personal services to reflect lower PERS rate, and adjusted services and supplies to reflect the attorney general rate reduction. Package 810 is a new grant, is limitation for a new grant. A copy of that grant is attached to your packet of material. The Arts Commission has received a grant from the Murdoch Trust. The grant is for $140,000 and includes one position and FTE. Moving to page 2, package 811 is the House 3% services and supplies and capital outlay adjustment. Are there any questions about the standard adjustments?
Nope.
Okay. Moving on to other House chair adjustments, package 101 eliminates the governor's policy package that would have provided $61 million in non-limited other funds from bond proceeds and added $3.9 million in lottery funds debt service for industrial lands. I've included a policy package discussion below primarily to explain why the co-chair recommended adjustment goes from the estimated $500,000 to $3.9 million in lottery funds. And that had to do with an early discussion that we had about bonding capacity that was rolled forward into this package. That bonding capacity, by rolling it forward into this policy package, reduces the debt service that otherwise would have been necessary. But just for the purposes of clarification, this eliminates any capacity for new lottery-backed bonds in the 05-07 biennium. Package 104 is it increases the funding for regional rural investment by $3.5 million. Package 105, Innovation Economy, provides $9 million for $2 million for commercialized research capital funding and $7 million for ONAMI. Are there any questions about that? These two pieces or three pieces? The next set of packages are adjustments to the Oregon Development Fund. Package 812 eliminates $4 million in lottery funds. It is the equivalent of the lottery funds carryover that was included in the Strategic Reserve Fund and reduces the capacity of the Strategic Reserve Fund by $6 million. This package also eliminates $600,000 in funding that the Economic Development Commission had planned for community assistance grants. The House budget plan in 813 creates a new line item allocation for small business development centers of $4.8 million. package 814 creates a new line item for women, minority, and small business development of $1.5 million. And package 815 removes funding for the small business development centers and minority women and small business development from the corpus of the Oregon Development Fund. It also includes an unspecified reduction of $3.2 million to offset the increased funding for the two line item allocations. So the net reduction is $6.3 million. Approval of the budget packages results in a total agency budget of $418,170,000 and 55 total funds and 114 FTE. Do you want a motion, or what is your...
Why don't we go through this, and then we're going to recess for a few minutes and go from there.
Item number two is the ending balance review. The 2,507 projected other funds ending balance for operations is $1.6 million, or approximately 2 months of operating reserves. The projected other funds ending balance also includes $8 million to reflect the corpus of the cultural trust. The projected non-limited other funds ending balance is $100.4 million, which reflects revolving loan fund balances and reserves. Item number three is the performance measure review. The subcommittee reviewed the performance measures and approved the changes as detailed on the attached report. Then we have a recommendation to approve the -1 amendments that incorporate Senate Bill 5508, the Economic and Community Development Department budget bill. And then the following are a list of adjustments that would be made to the -1 amendments to incorporate the policy packages. And that concludes my overview.
Perfect. Really quick, Mike, do you want to come on up really quick? We do the standard question. I assume you probably have about as much time on this budget as we had, just 24 to 48 hours to take a look at it. From the chair's perspective on this, for 6.5 months, the Department of Economic and Community Development has really had a critical examination, and I have to truly compliment Robin and you, Mike, in helping to get us to this point where we have a workable budget. For 6 months, there seemed to be perhaps more criticism than examination, and I think you're truly to be complimented for getting us to this point, and so thank you for that. I want to point out a couple thoughts of the chair, and that is several areas that we've discussed that seem to be areas of importance include the role of small business to the state of Oregon, the role of ports to the state of Oregon, and the role of culture and art to the state of Oregon, in particular into the suburban areas of our state. Their economic development is a little more advanced than other parts of the state, and that's important. So what we're going to do right now is recess. I feel very good with this budget. I want to go have some communications with the co-chair on this, because I think there's still some elements in the budget that need to be addressed, including looking at the industrial lands piece, looking at making sure that we're doing everything we can to further assist small business and medium business in the state, and we're going to go have those communications. But I truly want to thank you and your department for the leadership you provided us. I know this hasn't been easy. We've had a lot of discussions, but I think that it has been good. And I think there's a new day in economic development where the legislature is ready to work hand-in-hand with the department. I know there's new leadership at the federal level in USDA and with SBA. And what an opportunity for the state of Oregon to have SBA and USDA and economic development and the legislature all working hand in hand to move the state of Oregon forward. And so I know you're open to that, and I'm open to that, and I know the Senate is getting there to being open to that. So anyway, we're going to recess, and I'm going to go speak with the co-chairs, and then we'll be back and decide how we're going to proceed forward.
Very well.
So we're going to recess. And reopen the work session on House Bill 5164. We're adjourned.
Thank you.